good student, obviously, at Oklahoma A&M. You graduate in 57 with a civil engineer degree. Then what do you do? And when are you married? Somewhere in here?
No, in 55. Georgia and I were married while I was still in college. She quit college and got her PhD, putting hubby through. Our first son was born while I was still at Stillwater. He was born in Stillwater Hospital there just before I graduated.
And how were you paying for college in a family?
Well, Dad helped some. Tuition was not such a huge problem then, nor were books. You know, I'm amazed that my grandchildren have to buy $700-$800 worth of school books each semester. I wouldn't spend that much for the whole semester on hide, hoof, and hair. But I worked. I had a job at the water treatment plant. They let the civil engineers, who had good grades, go out and operate the plant at night because it had to have 24-hour attention. I got 75 cents an hour, which was the highest paying job on campus for students at the time. My wife worked for a professor over in the athletic department, and there were all kinds of prejudices. The rule back then at Stillwater with women working on the campus is when you show, you go. It was somehow an embarrassment to be pregnant anyway. They didn't want pregnant girls who were in their fullness working in campus jobs. And I remember Mr. Kevin, who our son was named after, let Georgianne work even after she had a tent on, which was essential for us because we needed both our modest incomes in order to stay in school. Back then, we didn't have Xerox machines. So everything was done with multiple carbon copies. And if you made a mistake, you just had to start all over again. You couldn't erase it. And Georgianne was not a good typist. In fact, she said sometimes Mr. Kevin would take it away from her and type the letter himself.
Carbon paper. That's something future generations and present generations know nothing about.
That's right. When I got out of school in 57, to show you how things changed, we were just starting the interstate system, which was a huge public works program, biggest public works program ever. It's great for civil engineers. But we didn't have computers. Our calculators were, if you're fortunate, electronic rotary calculators. And you had to use eight-place logarithms to do your calculations and interpolate between the logarithms and eight-place trigonometric tables in order to do your trigonometric calculations. It was just bone numbingly dull work. I remember I was working on a bridge, I-40, over the North Canadian River, and it was kind of a challenging bridge. There were 400-foot continuous spans. It was on a horizontal curve, meaning it was super elevated, and a reverse vertical curve. Every bridge had to be calculated, the location, and it had to calculate the elevation, and it was just grunt work. I don't know how else to say it. I remember going home at night and I think, I've ruined my life. If this is engineering, I'd want to be digging a ditch. But I got out of that, took another job with the city of Oklahoma City, which most people considered at best a lateral move, if not a step down. But my boss, who was named Woody Baker, was city engineer, and he just shoveled responsibility at me. And all of a sudden, I was making meaningful decisions about design and planning and working with the public and going to city council meetings and watching policy being made, and however imperfectly. The Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce was really making the decisions at that period in time. I remember every Monday, we'd walk down to the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce and check in with Stanley Draper to see what we ought to be doing that week.
And, how old would you have been then?
Well, I was 25, 26. Yep. I was very young for the job at the time, but Woody had a lot of confidence in me and, like I say, just ladled responsibility on me, which was probably the best thing for me that could have happened at the time. At the expiration of another 2 years, I was ready to be eligible to be licensed to practice engineering, which means I could sell my services to other people. So I left regular employment with the city and started an engineering business, which just petrified my wife, you know. Her dream of life was to have a steady salary and a good job. She had been raised by a masonry contractor and a very good one. But, you know, like any construction business, always chicken or feathers. So that was a big family decision when I went into business for myself. Turned out to be a good one.
Did it take off right away?
No, it did not. I'd had some modest engineering jobs. One of my clients was a guy by the name of Pat Henderson, who ran TG&Y. which was a big regional five and dime firm at the time. Pat was also doing a lot of real estate development on his own. So he hired me to do the site development on a big shopping center up in Edmond. When I got done, he was going to pay me whatever it was, X dollars. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you two X dollars worth of lots if you'll take the lots rather than the cash. So I did, and I had two lots in the middle of 200 other unbuilt on lots, and that put me in the home building business.